You know, since 1984, we've heard about the Dallas Holocaust Museum. It was in the Jewish Community Center over on North Haven. It moved downtown. But it's always been small, contained. But just for the last few years, we have been hearing about a major expansion, 10 times the space. And the opening is in sight. Mary Pat Higgins is the CEO of what is now going to be known as the Dallas Holocaust and Human Rights Museum, and she joins us now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here.
So you've been here almost 7 years, so you've seen this thing through architectural, through fundraising, and now the bricks and mortar. It must be very exciting.
It is. It's almost hard to believe, but it has been a dream 40 years in the making. The survivors back in the 70s wanted to have a permanent museum, and so to be here and have this be a reality is so incredible.
Okay, so the business question, we'll get it out of the way. Are you on time and are you on budget, under budget?
We are on time and under budget. We'll end the project with contingency, and I'm happy to say that we have surpassed our fundraising goal, which is really important because we want to ensure that this museum is financially secure well into the future.
You've got a great central location back into the West End, which sort of died out just in time to allow you to come in, and it seems to be undergoing a renewal right now. You're going to draw from a large area, aren't you? I mean, beyond just Dallas?
We currently draw from across North Texas. We have visitors from other states and actually international visitors. We view ourselves as an educational resource for North and East Texas and for the surrounding states. So our hope is that first and foremost, we'll be an incredible resource for North Texas, but we'll have visitors from all over.
You know, the visitors, and I think back on the Perot. And I mean, the number of visitors is just astounding. And then I found out that it's a lot of them are kids, and it's the greatest day trip, the greatest road trip you can take.
Our goal is to have at least 100,000 students visit our museum. It will be appropriate for 6th through 12th grade and obviously college, but we want to have as many middle and high school students as possible come through this museum because our hope is that a visit to our museum will impact their behavior. It will help them think about the importance of being an upstander.
You know, and that's the difference. It's in how you approach the kids and how you market. Because if I think of, you know, the Picasso Museum, I'm going to go and I'm going to see beautiful stuff, and it's going to represent a broad area. I go to the Nasher, and I'm enlightened. I leave in a good mood. Your museum is different.
Our museum presents some difficult subject matter, but the goal is to present it in a hopeful way. We will focus on upstanders throughout the history of the Holocaust, throughout other genocides, and throughout our own country's history who have stood up for others to make a difference. And so when you leave our museum, I think rather than being devastated, you'll be contemplative, but also hopeful and want to be a part of the solution about helping make this world a better place.
You know, and this area around here becomes even more of a destination. I'm still astounded at the number of people that come from all over the world to go to the sixth floor, and you would be a logical addition and vice versa.
We hope so. We think it's very relevant that we are right across the street from the location that marked Dallas as the city of hate. We want people to see how far Dallas has come since that time period. And the sixth floor still has about 350,000 visitors. So we are very hopeful that they will visit both our museums when they're here.
You know, as this has evolved and you've done your fundraising, you see what you can afford to build in space. But I've walked the space and it's remarkable. It is not just about, you know, the Holocaust. I mean, that ends and then a whole other period begins and then there's yet another period. How has this evolved since you first thought about this 7 years ago?
The first thing we did, David, in 2013 was to hire an exhibit designer, and we started with a world-renowned Holocaust designer, but we had focus group meetings with our board, with survivors, educators, city leaders, and volunteers, and what emerged right away was the desire to anchor this new exhibit in the Holocaust, but then to move forward in time and to teach the history of other genocides and to help our visitors understand why this history is relevant here in North Texas. So we pivot to America in the last wing and look at the evolution of civil rights in our own country.
And then, but then the nice thing that you do is you dangle a carrot at an end of a stick because you tell us how we can do something about it.
Right. That our goal is to impact behavior positively today. So at the very end of this exhibit, we have a call to action gallery. And in that gallery, we will encourage our visitors to sign up to volunteer with a local or national or international nonprofit so they can start to make a difference in their daily lives.
It's a beautiful facility. I know in the case of the Perot or the Nashford, other places, they're used not 24 hours a day, but they're used probably 18 hours a day. Lots of events. It becomes a destination someplace. Do you plan on booking it for that?
We absolutely do. You know, we think several nights a week will be booked for our own programming because we have robust programming, and that's part of the way we accomplish our mission. But we're also working with Culinaria Food Glorious Food to help rent the space because we think it will be an incredible opportunity for businesses to use for their equity, diversity, inclusion training, for business receptions, for conventions. We want as many people as possible to come to our museum and to learn from it. So we think that that nighttime activity will be an important extension of that.
There are lots of museums, but lots of Holocaust museums around the world to remind people about this. What did you learn from that? What's your point of difference?
We visited Holocaust museums throughout the world, and the Holocaust community, the community of educators that teach about the Holocaust, really have learned how to use this history to impact behavior today. And so that was our first and foremost objective. But we will be different because we felt that it was very important, being here in Dallas, Texas, that we end at home, that our visitors understand that it's relevant to learn about the history of the Holocaust because we can use those lessons to impact how we act in our own community. And so we are really unique. Other museums, other Holocaust museums, don't explore the evolution of civil rights in the United States.
And maybe offer the hope that you offer at the end. All right, so when does the first paying customer walk through the door?
We will be open to the public on September the 18th. That's a Wednesday. We'll be open 7 days a week. And we just launched a new website. It's DHHRM, which stands for Dallas Holocaust and Human Rights Museum.org. And you can go online and buy your tickets for that for September 18th today.
You know, I might do that just so I can hold you to that opening date.
That would be
Mary Pat Higgins, the CEO of what is now the Dallas Holocaust and Human Rights Museum. Good luck.
Thank you so much, David. Such a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.